Phoenix FM.
You're listening to me,
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM.
Right, a very good morning. It's just coming up to 11:30, and I'm joined in the studio by rapper, musician and producer, it's Safe Nath, ahead of his performance at this year's Glastonbury, and he's here to perform his brand new release, which is called Guinness. So it's great to have you in the studio.
Hello, yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you. I've got somebody very cool in the studio. I don't even know if the word cool is the right thing to say anymore, is it?
I think so, yeah. I think.
And how old are you?
22 now.
22?
Yeah, almost 23.
All the time in the world you've got.
Yeah.
When did you first start becoming interested in music?
I think when I was born, really, because my mum and dad obviously were so musical, so I was just surrounded like with music everywhere. And then when I was 16, started a band, playing drums, and then started playing gigs, and then I think that's when it kind of showed like, oh, we can do something with it. And yeah, everyone was nice and was like, oh, yeah, you're good at what you do. And I think that motivation kind of just kept me to do it. But I think, yeah, from a young age, it was like it planted in me.
Who are your musical heroes?
It's going to vary. I'm going to say, like, firstly, Slipknot, which is funny because I rap. But I remember seeing Slipknot on TV when I was, like, 13 and being, like, the energy was just crazy. I like Slipknot. Big fan of Mac Miller, who passed away in, like, 2018, I think, because that introduced me to more, like, jazzy kind of stuff. I like Prince as well. Not so much like his music, like I like the music, but I think just his whole image and like what he stood for is just really cool. And I think you don't see that as much nowadays.
And what about the songwriting process?
Because obviously I produce majority of my own stuff, so I start by making it instrumental. And whilst I'm making it, I'm kind of subconsciously thinking, cool, how can I write on this? How is this going to work for me? The rapping, it depends what I'm writing about. Sometimes I can just jot stuff down really quick. If I'm trying to be a bit more personal and deep, I'll think about it a lot more, take me longer. But more recently, trying to like sing a lot more and focus on songwriting instead of just rapping. So I think that's where it takes me longer, is like coming up with melodies and harmonies and stuff like that, because it's a bit more new to me. But yeah, I don't know, it's quite fluent. I think from drumming, I got that flow and rhythm, which kind of just made it a lot more natural. It's not just like I'm trying to catch flows.
So is that something you're going to bring into a live gig? Are you going to do drumming and, I don't know if anyone does that actually, whether you do sort of singing and rapping at the same time, or it's a bit too hard?
Yeah, do you know Anderson Park? I think he does it. I don't know. I haven't drummed in a while now, so I feel like one will be really ropey, the other won't. But
yeah,
I don't know, I could try it one day, yeah.
Yeah, the thing is about drumming, you're always the last one at a gig, so I wouldn't bother if I were you.
Yeah, you don't
want to pack down the stuff unless you've got a roadie with you, do you know what I mean?
Nah,
nobody helps you.
Yeah.
Who's ever helped you when you've had a drumming gig?
No one.
Exactly.
No one.
That's it.
Based in Brighton now.
Oh, yeah. I love Brighton.
Yeah, yeah, I've been there like 2 years now.
No, I didn't know you were in Brighton.
Yeah.
Why did nobody tell me? Why didn't you tell me, Martin? Research, yeah. Well, I didn't know you're in Brighton. Love Brighton. What a great music scene there is there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. But yeah, Essex-wise, I think when I was growing up, it was cool because I'd listened to... I don't think there was much going on that I knew about growing up that I was exposed to. Obviously, I knew, like, Prodigy and, like, some of the old-school stuff. But yeah, at the moment, there's some cool, like, Bilka killing it.
Mm.
Obviously, they're killing it. There's a rapper called KA, my boy JT from Colchester. But I feel like now I've gone Brighton for a couple of years, I'm kind of a bit more, like... I come back and I'm, like, more curious to see what's going on. I'm a bit more out of the loop with it, but yeah, obviously it kind of birthed my music stuff, and I think moving away kind of developed that of what I know here. Mm-hmm. Cool, find a new scene and apply what they're doing to it. So
I bet you now when you're down, you go, all these tourists in my town.
It's the seagulls as well. I can't stand the seagulls so bad. Like.
You know, sample some of them. You never know. Just put a little bit of a beat in the background. I've asked a few musicians this, and because a lot of people who are creative are quite spiritual, I think. So when you're writing stuff, do you ever get a song that you feel comes through you and you're like, where did that come from? Or it doesn't happen?
Yeah, I was literally chatting to my housemate about this the other day with Guinness, actually. We're saying about Guinness. I was like, yeah, certain songs I listen back and I'm like, how did I kind of write that? Not in like an arrogant way, but just more like, I can't imagine the process of writing it. So I feel like that one did. I think it depends on my mindset. Obviously, rapping a lot is kind of different. It feels a bit more like flexy, kind of just a bit more like I'm giving it. So I think it's the slower ones that come through a bit more like that, like Guinness and songs like that.
Now, I just have to say that your dad is Steve Mortimer from Blackchapel.
Of course.
And your mum, Sarah, as well. And your sister is in Blackchapel. So it's a real musical family. So are you ever going to do sort of any more sort of collaborations with that? Is that something you might do later on?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Ruby, I don't know if Ruby still does music, to be honest. I know Dad does, obviously. Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's nice because moving away kind of allowed me to hone in on my own craft and really just work on my own thing. And then when I come back, it's like Dad will show me tunes he's made. I'll show him tunes I've made. And then he'll be like, oh, I got this beat. Do you want to do something? So, it's nice. I feel like it's more organic, though. I'm feeling it's organic. I don't want to be like, yo, let's all get together and make some music. It'll be like the right kind of moment.
Mm.
We'll get the best product out of it. So, yeah.
It's a really fantastic musical family. We played Black Chapel and Steve Mortimer on the show as well. And you are called Safe Nath. How did you get the name? Who gave you that? Is that one you gave yourself?
No, I didn't. It was before I even done my own solo stuff. It was because I grew up like skating in Chelmsford. So I was always at skate park. And when I was in Suspects drumming, everyone in my band had like cool Instagram tags. And then I'd be at the skate park, and when everyone would say bye, they'd be like, oh, Safe Jack, Safe Alex. And be like, oh, Safe Nath. So, Safe Nath, I'll make that my Instagram thing. And then it stuck, and I started rapping. And I was like, oh, what name should I have? And everyone was like, Safe Nath. And I was like, yeah. So, yeah, it was from my skater boys, really. It's from skate park.
Right, now, you're going to do a song for us live. So tell us a little bit about this this track.
Yeah, the song's called Hear Me Out. So it's the first single off my new mixtape, Springfield. This is like what you were saying again, kind of one of them songs that just kind of happened. It weren't like a process. I feel like it was an evolution song for me in terms of sound-wise. Like, it wasn't just rapping. It kind of, I don't know, I just felt really unique. I was playing it to my mates and they were like, I don't know what this sounds like, do you know what I mean? It's kind of a blend of things. Yeah, it's kind of just about people not hearing you out, essentially, do you know what I mean? And just like trying to get a point across, and everyone's saying they understand, but they're not really listening, sort of fact. So, yeah.